Thank you.
Item number nine. It's from the Milwaukee Public Museum, an information report on the final Milwaukee Public Museum 2011 fiscal report. This item is to this committee as well as finance and audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bratz, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Michael Bratz. I'm the Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum. My apologies for Jay Williams not being able to be here with me this week. Unfortunately, he had to be out of town, so you have me. I know you've had a full morning, and I'll keep my comments brief. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee and the county for their continued support of the Milwaukee Public Museum. The report that we gave at the end of this last fiscal year, I've just recently also added a first quarter report this last week that I don't know that this committee has received yet. But my comments, you know, this morning will address our last fiscal year. We had about 600,000 guests this last year. Between the base museum operation, special exhibits, last year we had two special exhibits with frogs and mummies of the world, both successful, and then our theater operation. I think, though, obviously the biggest thing that occurred last year was the restructuring of the museum's debt, and that had a huge impact on our balance sheet and on our net asset position. And presumably the long-term health then of the Milwaukee Public Museum, the long-term financial health. I must say, though, that despite that huge win for the museum financially, it really didn't affect us from a cash flow standpoint. It was a balance sheet impact, but still we have the same amount of debt service and the amount of expenses that we have all along. If you look at our bottom line for last year on $13 million worth of revenue, we had $10.9 million worth of profit. But if you take out then the impact of the financial restructuring, the museum was basically a break-even operation. And when you look at even deeper than that, then you say, well, we made money off of the special exhibits, but we lost money on the base museum operation. And over the last few years, that's really been the case in that we've used such great exhibits as Body Worlds, Titanic, Dead Sea Scrolls to help offset that structural imbalance that we have at the museum. So I think our challenge going forward is for us to right that structural imbalance, essentially, and get the museum on a more pay as, in other words, so that it can pay for itself without the special exhibits, and then hopefully we can make money off of those and reinvest that in the institution.
Well, it's been a wonderful job thus far. We're under Mr. Finley, and of course you were very much part of that, and Mr. Williams currently, so we'll look forward to further stabilization of the ship of the museum. Are there questions by committee members of Mr. Burnett?
I was at the Cleopatra show last Thursday, and it was a very nice event, and it does speak well of the kind of programming that's been brought in there. It has been a concern of mine that you're not going to continue to get those big blockbuster events, and as I understand it, Cleopatra is somewhat behind in projections, although now that football season's done and we're not going to be in the Super Bowl and all those kinds of things, hopefully we'll get more people into the Cleopatra show. I know I continue to learn an awful lot by going through those exhibits. It's just amazing. But
thank you.
Are there further questions, Mr. Finance? This item is, in fact, informational. There is no need for committee action, and we thank you for your appearance today. Before we adjourn, this is the last Parks Committee meeting for Linda Durham, our longtime clerk. She is jumping the fence and retiring to that green pasture. And we are going to miss her tremendously. Yes. We're just going to miss her tremendously. Her yeoman's work over 34 years with the county, Linda, mm-hmm. has been exemplary in terms of being an employee of this county. So while we can't replace you, we do have Janelle here, yeah. And she will be growing into the role that you've so adequately filled,
yes,
in. And we'll look forward to her joining us. But we wish you certainly all the best. And if you would give us just a brief note on the musical group that you're going to reestablish.
Oh, yes, the musical group that I'm going to reestablish. My dad and my uncles founded a group way back in the day, 1960s or so, called the Esquires. I founded here in Milwaukee, and my dad passed away last year, and my uncle preceded him like maybe 2-3 years ago. However, myself and my siblings and my cousin, we're reestablishing that group, and we're going under the name the Esquires, the second generation. So although you guys will not be seeing much of me, you'll probably be hearing me.
Linda has promised to keep us informed as to engagements that she'll be playing, and I'll buy the first round.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Bolton?
One more piece of information. The county board staff has a new analyst who will be assigned to this committee
now.
Thank you. Jessica Jans McKnight, and her first day was yesterday, where she sat through the Economic Development Committee, and the second day is today. And
welcome to you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I should have thought that. I'm so overwhelmed by losing Linda here. Thank you, Mr. Bolton, for bringing that to our attention. There being no further business before the committee, we now stand adjourned.